I'd prefer not to use the term theft. Polish Writers and Copyrights, Jan Sowa. In 2013 and 2014, the team working with Fundacja Korporacja HaArt on a research project on the sociology of literature interviewed 75 Polish writers. One issue raised during the interviews was writers' attitudes towards digital distribution of literature, e-books, and the question of copyrights. We wanted to check how writers react to new forms of circulation in the literary field, and to hear what their opinions are regarding content protection. It's well known that strict copyright regimes are justified very often using the interests of creators and by the need to protect creative work, though this conviction is being articulated by copyright holders, various kinds of private companies and rights management organizations, rather than by the creators themselves. The area of research that is reported in this text was devised to check the stance of actual content producers on these topics. About a third of the writers interviewed have had the direct experience of having their work published in the form of an e-book. There's an overwhelming support for this form of publication. It is believed to stimulate the circulation of literature and sometimes to limit what is regarded as unjustified middleman profits. In Poland, at least, half of cover prices are taken by wholesalers and retailers. No more than 15% of those interviewed don't like the idea of e-books as such. Around 20% are ambivalent about it. However, the main reason for skepticism is the attachment to books as physical and material objects that can be held in the hands, carried around, and so on. Surprisingly, there seems to be no widespread fear of so-called piracy amongst the Polish writers interviewed. Only a small group, around 10% of those interviewed, criticized file exchange practices, calling them, for example, a socialist or even a communist utopia. The rest either have no opinion on the subject, treating it as just an element of the surrounding world. Lack of clear opinions on issues among the people interviewed is a well-known plague of social research, and writers are no different in this respect. Or they are approbative and even affirmative regarding file sharing. The most interesting group, comprising around a third of the interviews, consists of writers who unambiguously support the free exchange of content via the internet. Two main arguments were put forward in the interviews in favor of this attitude. First is a sort of professional one. Literature is a communicative act, and as such, it wants to be free, to paraphrase this well-known, although also criticized, slogan. Let it circulate would be the quote that best expresses this attitude. Writers who subscribe to this mindset believe that the most important thing for literature is to be read by readers and that unrestricted file exchange over the internet is a good way to achieve this goal. Some also believe that it helps in spreading the word about their creations and for this reason could be materially beneficial in future. I'd prefer not to use the term theft. As an author, I'm absolutely not worried about the copying of digital books over the internet. I believe it can be even in my own benefit if people download my book for free, as one interviewed writer put it. What they oppose is the unauthorized commercial use of their work, someone making money on it, and then not sharing the income. Some writers also mentioned the very low share of profits they receive. A common practice in the Polish publishing industry is to offer authors around 5% of the cover price. With an average book of fiction or poetry priced below 10 euros, this boils down to a very slim profit for writers. Only a handful of them derive substantial income from the book market. Their decision to favor free circulation of their work and its accessibility over minuscule profits can seem a rational choice. Finally, there are those who believe that allowing their work to circulate freely online is a matter of reciprocity. Writers either declared that they also download content from the internet, music, films, books that they need and cannot afford, or use legally open and free products, thus believe it's right for them to contribute to this common wealth. Two quotes support this position. When I need a book and cannot get it in any other way, I go ahead and download it. I'd like people to buy my books and to receive money from it, but I'm not hypocritical. I'm downloading stuff from the net, so it's okay to let others download what I create. For years, I've been writing using a computer with Linux. So it's my conscious decision that since I've been using open software and cannot do any coding on my own because I don't have the skills, I can at least reciprocate by offering some of my own creations freely in the net. Three conclusions regarding copyrights can be drawn from the research. First, the actual creators, at least in the literary field, do not seem to be preoccupied with copyright infringements as much as companies and rights management organizations claiming to act in the interests of creators and of creative endeavor as such. Writers tend to think that literature is, to an important extent, a communicative process, and it requires the texts to circulate as much as possible. The benefits of freely sharing files online seem to outweigh the losses caused by copyright infringements. Second, reciprocity is an important, though not the only, motivation leading the writers to support an open circulation of their texts. Third, the attitude towards file exchange is partly shaped by the exploitative mechanisms of the book market. The middlemen have managed to cut such a huge share of the profits that what is left for writers does not encourage them to actively defend the existing copyright regime.